You said that about 23 people worked?
Oh, well, you just go there, and if there was a vacancy, an empty machine, I bought mine straight out from Barry Manufacturing Company in Muscatine. But if there's an empty machine there, you go up and ask him, tell him you'd like to cut buttons, like to try it. And they'd always start on 14, now there's 40 lines to an inch. Well, this one here, it'd finish up about an 18 line. The next one under here would be 16. The next one under that, 14, not as small as they made them, because it's a 14 wasn't any bigger around the rubber on that pencil. And it wasn't as big, really. Well, they'd start them on them small ones because these saws fit inside the spool, and the saw is like you'd take an oblong piece of paper and roll it in a circle and taper it. Down here is the tapered end. Up here is the wide end. Well, there's a key that you drive in there. You don't drive it in, really. You push it down in there and then put the thing in a vise with a open place back here to push that saw down, see? And that key holds it tight. And you got to file your teeth on them. When you get them, they're smooth. The end of them is, there's no teeth or no nothing on them, they're smooth. You start out and file your teeth on them, and that's the important part.
Well, that'd be kind of tricky to file them yourself.
Yeah, but you only do that about 100 times a day. A lot of tricks to that button business, too. You wind them over with your feeder until they go going through hard and breaking the back. Breaking the back don't hurt anything if the buttons are thick. When you feel them go to getting dull, why, you stop, kick your belt off, and you start filing again. And as soon as they touch all the way around, well, you quit holding your file here and you turn her over and you start filing. And you file those teeth until you always have water on it. Very little, just enough to wash the cuttings off, keep them out of your eyes. When you file that, depends on the size tooth you want, of course. When that comes to a point, you've got to have good eyes, of course. It'll look like it's got frost. You can just see the frost just kind of roll up on the end of the tooth. You get her that way, then you got a set. You go around her like this, setting one in, one out, and so on like that. And when you cut that button, we're going to say I'm cutting a 24 line. That's got to be 24 line. It can't be 25, and it can't be 23. It's got to be 24. They've got to be right on the money. Well, you got to know how to set it, see? If you get too much, it'll be too small. If you don't get enough, you won't cut it because it'll burn.
Do you measure everyone after you cut it?
Mm-mm. No, you get onto that to where they'll all measure the same anyhow.